This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 220, man.
Jeez, 220.
220, and this is going to be Evil Talk number two.
Because we have no topic, and that's all there is to it.
So basically, we're just going to fucking ramble on for about the next who knows how long.
And if people don't like it, then turn it off. I don't give a shit. Nobody's forcing anybody to listen to this, so. Fuck everything and fuck everybody. That's my mood today. We have no topic. We just want to talk.
Yeah. So
feel free to turn it off if you don't like our evil talks.
See, well, eventually.
I am the asshole of the bunch, ain't I?
You are an asshole. Assholeo.
That makes me very happy.
Are you drinking tonight? I'm finally drinking.
No, I am not drinking. Fuck, I'm drinking tea. I haven't even ate dinner. I haven't ate nothing since 11 o'clock this morning.
I made a sandwich. That's all I've had other than breakfast this morning. So
yeah.
My weekend routine is I'll make a big pan of fucking breakfast burrito stuff and I'll eat it for breakfast Saturday and Sunday. So
yeah,
it's got all the goodies in it.
I finally got the studio back to where it looks normal. Last week's episode, I spent the whole episode trying to figure out what was going on.
I see you put Huggy Wuggy up there where the tree was.
Yeah, Huggy Wuggy. You can see Linda Blair back there now pretty good.
Oh, that she's got a cool light on her, man. That's cool.
Yeah. Huggy Wuggy's there.
She looks good in the green light.
We got Paul Stanley to this side.
Did you get your new mic stand hooked up yet?
No, I don't even know where it is right offhand. Oh, there it is. It's right down there. No,
it only takes 2 minutes.
I haven't had 2 minutes. Work has been driving me insane.
I bet, man. Fuck. You've had
now. Yeah.
What do you say? Like 80% of the people in the jail got fucking COVID or some shit.
I didn't say that.
I thought that's what you said.
You're making up shit.
I thought I heard you say that.
Dude, you're making up shit. You should have went and bought some of those crystals that the kids were selling, I guess.
I told you to. I'd give them a dollar for one.
Well, they said that you'd have to come to them. They weren't coming to you.
They must not have won a dollar very bad.
Well, then these two women showed up and they said, y'all need to be careful. Did y'all see that man walking down the street? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, he's a registered sex offender. I'm like, what? So the girls got scared and went inside and quit selling their rocks. And then Jerry had came and he said that he saw the same guy. And he said the guy looked like he was some homeless crackhead that was just walking around talking to himself.
Really?
So I don't know. I told if anybody saw the guy, to come find me. And I was going to go out there and I was going to confront the bastard right to his face. Say, what the fuck is your deal? And I'd have knocked the shit out of him if I had to.
Stay the fuck away from me.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't need that shit going on.
I think them women were... I want to say that them same two women came and said the same thing like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really? So
it's like deja vu almost. I remember that.
Wow. That's crazy.
But yeah, it was just like I think every kid in Fort Worth is just like they've been out of school now for like 2 or 3 weeks or like 4 weeks. I don't know how long. But they're all tired of being locked up in the house, and they're all getting getting attitudes and grumpy. So I was trying to put them in a better mode today.
Yeah, if they're not sick.
If they're not sick, so they were selling their little rocks they found, and then we went in the back.
But
I
told them the cat shit on.
Yeah, they didn't like that. Scarlett basically said without saying it that Bubby's full of crap. So
that's funny.
So we went to the back and ran around the haunted house for a minute, and then Scarlett thought that the Grimace and Chucky were back there after her.
The Grimace
has now been added to the list of evil takers, I guess. Have you seen what they've done to the Grimace? They've gave him like six eyes and weird shit.
Really? No,
yeah, the Grimace is freaky now.
Really?
So she was trying to run from the Grimace and Chucky, and then yeah. So
they're making Grimace like he should be on the Huggy Wuggy show.
Yes. Oh, and where is it? They were not allowed to buy anything this weekend, but they said, well, can we buy the mystery Huggy Wuggy figure, and it's for you? And I'm like, sure. Well, one was Kissy Missy, and let me show you this other thing. Hold on.
Well, you got your Sammy picture up there too, I see.
Yeah, but this is part of the Huggy Wuggy universe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is, but it's creepy looking.
What's her name?
I don't even know. So if you know what the name of this Huggy Wuggy character is, tell me. Send me an email. Send me a fax. Send me something. If anybody's still watching this after I cussed everybody out.
Oh, shit. So you were listening to Judas Priest's Point of Entry this week.
Yes, I have been. You know, and I used to tell you that I thought it was the worst Priest album. I've changed my mind.
Well, good.
A lot of it was listening to it, my AirPods, the Apple little earphone things.
Yep.
Just some of the music in that I've never really paid attention to. It's like, I don't know if it's guitar riffs or some kind of keyboards, but that album is actually brilliant. I've changed my tune on it.
It's one of my favorite Priest albums,
but
man.
The problem is it came out between British Steel and Screaming for Vengeance.
Yep.
And that, I don't understand. I don't know. I don't get it. That album doesn't fit in between there.
It's
like a, yeah, what the fuck? Why was, I don't know.
It
should
have came, it should have been after Screaming for Vengeance, in between Defenders of the Faith, maybe.
And Turbo.
Yeah.
It actually would have been good before Turbo.
Yeah, after Defenders.
Yes, because it's more commercial, but it's good music.
Yes, it
is. Desert Plains, that's the song I've been listening a lot to. There's just some really cool riffs in that song. So
they played a lot of them songs when they played the Us Festival. They played mostly them and songs off of that, and then off of, 'cause Screaming for Vengeance just came out when they played that.
When they played the, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's a good live recording of them live too.
Is it on CD anywhere, or Apple Music, or whatever the fuck you get music from these days?
I know you can watch the whole thing on YouTube. They got it on YouTube.
Priest has some of the best live recordings. I've said that before.
Yeah, even Unleashed in the East, and
that is another thing I've been listening to this week, is Unleashed in the East.
That's a good live album.
And the a lot of it's from the earlier albums that, you know, wasn't recorded as well. The Gull albums, that's what I call them, the first three before they got signed to Columbia. And they just sound so much better on the live.
Yep, so they did a good job.
That's probably I think we've said this before when we talk about live albums, that's probably my favorite live album. That and the Live 3 from Kiss. I don't like live albums very often.
There's very few that I like.
Unleashed in the East is brilliant. Now, I guess Halford said whenever he was out of Priest, so he might have been saying it in spite, that it was a live recording, but he had to re-record his vocals because they got messed up. So I don't know. I don't know what was messed up about them or whatnot, but good album. But yeah, Point of Entry. I've totally had a
Change
new
of heart.
thought on that thing, man.
Oh, good.
It just came out at the wrong time. It does not fit the era that it came out.
Yes, they totally went a different direction with that album for sure.
They did. And then they went right back into the same direction with Screaming for Vengeance, that it's like the twin to British Steel.
Yep.
So that's part of what I wanted to talk about is just sort of, I've talked a lot of shit about Point of Entry and made fun of you for it, but yeah, I've kind of seen the light on that album.
Well, good.
So might want to give it a re-listen if you felt the same way I did about it over the years.
Yeah, I like that album. It's one of the first Priest albums I heard.
Well, I'm used to the first one I had was Defenders of the Faith. So that is what I thought Judas Priest was supposed to sound like on every album, which is probably one of their darker albums.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just really, I've been on a big Priest thing here the last few weeks. I've been listening to a lot of Kiss, a lot of Judas Priest, especially with my new CarPlay. You can actually just tell it play Judas Priest and it'll just play everything from the catalog.
Yep. It'll start from day one.
No, it just mixes. It's a mix. It'll randomly throw shit in there. It'll throw Turbo out. And even it just today it played the new song. Panic Attack from the upcoming album, which comes out in February.
Oh, it comes out next month. Cool.
Yep. if Priest comes to town this time, I'm not going to miss it.
Yeah.
I have not went and saw them the last few tours. For one thing, they play some of the strangest venues that exist, like that Allen Events Center and the Bomb Factory, just like
smaller auditoriums.
Yeah, whereas Maiden's playing freaking American Airlines Center. I don't know why Priest doesn't. Maybe they need to get like a semi-big band with them and go play some bigger venues.
Just they want to be able to sell tickets to it, though. They might not be able to sell out a big venue anymore is the thing.
I don't understand how Maiden is still as successful as they are versus Priest.
Yeah, I know.
Because to me, I've always thought of them bands as equals.
Exactly.
I've always put Priest and Maiden on the same pedestal, which is probably, if it come down to it, they're probably my two favorite bands, honestly and truthfully. I mean, I like Kiss, yes, but Maiden and Priest are the be-all, end-all for me. I mean, I'm wearing a Maiden shirt today. Now, I'm finally out of Ranger gear. Let's see if you can see the back of my, I got my Creator jacket on even.
Your Creator jacket?
Yeah, my hoodie. I've been cold all day. I might be sick. I don't know what the hell's wrong.
Well, what about KK's Priest, the new KK's Priest? What are you thinking of that?
Well, it's what Rob Halford can no longer do, which is the vocals that Ripper Owens can. Rob just can't hit those notes like that anymore. And you know, he shouldn't be expected to.
Oh, he's what, 75?
Yeah. So with KK's Priest, you're getting more of the Turbo error sound, I would call it. It's very Turbo-y. Not Turbo. I'm talking, I told you I was not thinking right.
More like a Demolition or something like that.
Yeah, it's just, it's real heavy Priest, but it's still got some melody to it. Painkiller. I don't know why I can always forget the name of Painkiller for some reason, the album. What's up with that? Why do I forget Painkiller's name?
I don't know.
Old age?
Maybe, yeah.
No, it's from the very Painkiller era to me. I still can't say it. But I think it's better than the first KK's Priest album.
Yeah, it is. It's harder for sure.
It's very cliche, though. I mean, there are only sequels to like the Sentinel and shit like that. It just seems sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, Priest has always been cheesy. Let's just be honest. Their lyrics have always been sort of cheesy. Their look is cheesy and very cliche. But the KK's Priest is really, really, really falls in that category. Although I love Ripper Owens.
He's doing a solo tour too.
Well, remember he played at the fucking Haltom Theater and we didn't even know he was up there till like a week after it was over.
Yeah, I know. That sort of pissed me off.
They didn't promote it.
It seems like he's the only one that promotes his own shit.
Oh, I didn't see it until it was like a week later. I had no idea that Ripper Owens was in Haltom Theater. I would have been there first thing.
Didn't he just get nominated into the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame or something?
He did. Him and Sebastian Bach. And among others, I think Eddie Trunk.
Yeah, for his
40. Eddie's getting all this shit because it's his 40th year being a DJ. So
yeah.
He's getting a lot of accolades and he deserves them. Eddie Trunk's okay. He's just very biased. If you're not friends with Eddie Trunk, he talks shit about you. Ozzy and Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons are two examples. They don't care for Eddie Trunk, so he constantly runs them down, especially Gene and Paul, because he's buddies with Ace. And I am so sick of Ace Frehley running his stupid mouth.
Is he still running his mouth?
He's still running his mouth. His latest comment was, Paul Stanley is jealous of me.
Oh,
I mean, Ace. Kiss is retired. You know, it's so, dude, you know, you're still touring. They're not. So, Ace, just be happy.
Give it a break. It's done. It's over.
And here's a topic that was interesting. I read an interview with Bruce Kulick. Now, everybody knows Bruce Kulick is one of my favorite musicians, period. And he's been known to sort of, I wouldn't say kiss Gene and Paul's ass, but he's never said anything negative about him. But he finally talked the truth. And the truth was, he said that he was very disappointed in Kiss's final concert. He said he felt they missed a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't mention anybody. They didn't do anything at the end except bring in their avatar things, which he said he was a little, not upset, but he said he felt it was a kind of a slap. They're playing God Gave Rock and Roll to You, which is his guitar playing, as this concert ends, and then they throw those avatars up. But I agree with Bruce, and I think I said it after we reviewed that.
You did.
Especially for Eric Carr. They should have at least done something to memorize Eric Carr, and they did not.
They should have did a shout-out to everybody, you know. That's
well, and I said it, and now Bruce actually said it too. You know, he's like, everybody's like, well, why aren't you backstage? He's like, I wasn't invited. And he said, you know, he said that if I would have talked to Eric Singer and said, hey, Eric, I want to come. He said, by all means, I would have been on the guest list. He said, but I didn't feel like that was my place. You know, I should have done that. He said, if they wanted me there, I would have been there. And they obviously didn't want me there. So I think Bruce feels a little slighted, and I agree with him.
Yeah.
I think that last concert was a pretty crappy show as far as to the history of Kiss for 50 years. Not only was it their final concert, it's their 50th fucking year, and you don't cover anything.
Yeah, they could have even shown some shots on the Jumbotrons, you know. Or
in Kiss, Gene and Paul have always been about, well, if you're part of the Kiss family, you're always part of the family, you know. Just because you leave doesn't mean you're still part of the family, and they just slighted everybody on that.
I totally agree there.
I mean, all it was the same show I saw in Fort Worth completely, except they did those little interviews before the show, and then they showed those, I wouldn't call them stupid, but those, whatever the fuck, the VR things.
The AI or whatever.
AI
the
things.
AI the, avatar things.
The avatars. But shout out to Bruce Kulick for talking the truth, and I'm glad he did. It should have been said. You know, Ace runs his mouth and nobody except for the Ace lovers pay any attention to him anymore. Vinny Vincent's a goddamn freak of nature. Sorry, it's just the truth. And Peter's just happily retired, I think.
Yeah, and he just don't give a shit anymore.
He don't give a shit. So really, Bruce is the only one, you know, that was a member of KISS for so long, and he was always loyal to Gene and Paul. You know, he was on the KISS tours. He's always supported them, and I think they really slapped him in the face on that, and it really pisses me off, honestly. I mean, I know I'm probably Ace Frehley and talking about something that doesn't matter anymore, but Bruce just mentioned it, so I wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I totally agree. They
I do find it funny. Bruce Kulick just announced he'd retired from Grand Funk Railroad.
Really?
So he retired as soon as KISS retired. But he said he has plans for the future, that he wants to actually revisit what he calls his era of KISS. You know, Asylum and Crazy Nights. I don't know what Bruce has cooked up, but I think he may be actually trying to put together a band and maybe tour and maybe do some of the 80s and 90s KISS stuff that KISS has completely forgot about since the reunion tour.
He was in Badlands too, right?
No, he was in Badlands was Jakey Lee.
Oh, okay.
And Eric Singer was in Badlands. That's who I think you're thinking of.
Yeah.
But he didn't play guitar in Badlands. He was in Union with John Corabi.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that was sort of, they fired Bruce out of KISS, and then Corabi got fired out of Motley Crue. And I think Gene helped put that thing together, maybe got them guys together. But Union was a good band. It's just, it came out at a bad time. And it was, you know, the middle of the 90s.
Yep, grunge era.
Late 90s, you know, nobody gave a shit.
Yep.
They put out two good albums, but I've said this over and over and over. Bruce Kulick is the most underrated man in music, and I'll always feel that way. He's a fucking awesome guitar player. He's a stand-up guy. He does like to make pancakes with his wife, which is people like to laugh at, including me. If you go to Vegas, you can probably go have pancakes at Bruce's house with his wife. They do pancake New Year's Eves and all kinds of fun stuff.
Huh.
But I proudly have a picture of Bruce over on my KISS wall that he signed and addressed it directly to me. And it will always be on my KISS wall because Bruce Kulick deserves to be there. And by God, I'm with you all the way, Bruce. So that's my speech for the week.
All right.
Come to town, Bruce. Come play some 80s KISS for me. That would be the greatest thing ever.
That would be cool, especially if whoever he got with the band, you know.
Well, he did say that that Doc McGee has been very negative of the 80s KISS, and that's part of why it sort of got vanished away, that McGee thinks it was just a joke. Probably because he didn't manage them. He was managing Motley Crue and Bon Jovi and all of them. So, but.
Well, what was the difference?
The difference was that he wasn't managing KISS.
Yeah. Who managed him back then?
You know, again, I grew up in the 80s. I know. I mean, I grew up on 80s KISS. And that's why the biggest poster I got is actually, I think that's Crazy Nights era with Eric Carr and Bruce Kulick, no makeup. But there is a lot of us out there that grew up on 80s KISS and 90s KISS. And that's just the truth. You know, I'm sorry for the folks who like the 70s. And, you know, that's what KISS has celebrated for the last 30 years. So the 80s KISS will always hold a place in my heart. And Crazy Nights is one of my favorite albums that exist.
Isn't Dynasty like their best selling album though?
I don't think so.
Or the I Was Made for Loving You, ain't that their highest rated song ever or something?
No, their biggest hit. They had two hits in Billboard as far as top 10 hits. Two of them. One came out in the 70s, one came out in the 90s. Can you name them?
Beth
and
Forever. Forever. Okay.
I'm hot in the shade. They both peaked out at like 6 or 7 on Billboard. So their biggest two hits was 70s and 90s. And they played Forever a couple times, but it got removed from the set list, and it shouldn't have, because it was their hit. It brought Kiss back into the public eye a lot. But ever since they did the reunion tour and put the makeup on, they just wanted to act like the 80s never happened.
Yep. They sort of killed it, huh?
They did. But again, I'm just proud that Bruce finally spoke up and said something, because he's the only one left that could.
Well, good for Bruce.
Eric is gone, you know, and been gone for shit, 30 years. And so, yeah.
Bob's got his Porsche.
He does have his Porsche. I don't know what Bob, I think they're going to auction that thing off for charity eventually.
Yeah.
For Gene's charity, which would be cool.
They're fixing it up and doing a bunch of shit to it. So.
And still,
ain't heard nothing about that in a while, what he's done to it, if he's done anything else to it or not.
He's got so much going, it's hard for him to.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Plus, New Year's Eve or New Year's Day is their anniversary, so they've kind of been busy with that. And good friend Chris Johnson and Omar, which is Bob's chief mechanic, had been out in Vegas all week, so they were running around. And damned if they didn't all catch COVID. So
they did.
Yeah.
Oh no shit. Bob got it too.
Bob got it too, yeah. So this COVID shit's reeling back, everybody. It's 80% of Tarrant County ain't got it, but I don't know where you came up with that number.
I thought
but
I swore you said that. I
a lot
swore
of people
you,
got the COVID. A lot of people got the flu. Michaela's best friend Tiffany's daughter, who's like 4, has got the RSV, and she was in the emergency room. So it's just a bad time right now. It's winter, and a lot of people are sick.
Well, and
so
some
be
people
careful
are sick
out there.
Some people are sick, and they can't diagnose them with nothing.
I know.
Like my ex-wife, gave her a swab, checked for like 30 things, and it all came up negative. But
yeah, I think it's just because it's January, winter, and.
Well, and maybe it is COVID. Maybe these COVID tests don't pick up a new strain or something.
They
Who
might
knows?
Not. They might not.
You never know. So,
well, for all the there's still people out there think COVID's fake. I think it's not, everybody. It really exists. So I'm not telling you to get it vaccinated. I'm not telling you to wear a mask. I'm just saying, you know, being that I work in you know, for county government, I know certain things, and yeah, that there is COVID out there still. And the flu is really bad. And actually the flu is worse than COVID. If you had to say you can have COVID or you can have the flu, you don't want the flu. And for these poor children that get this RSV or respiratory, what's it called?
I don't know. It's,
yeah,
something with your respiratory. It's
it is bad
infection.
for the little ones. So,
well, I think Juliet keeps getting it.
I recommend take a lot of zinc and a lot of vitamin C.
That's what I do.
And you might be okay.
I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day and 25 milligrams of zinc.
Well, I'm glad to say I got my flu shot this year, but I did not get one of those damn COVID boosters because I'm sick of all them things. So hopefully I don't get the COVID now. If I do, I'm going to feel stupid, I guess.
Well,
me and Brett banter back and forth about the COVID vaccine a lot. So
I haven't never got it. And I figure I had COVID, so I got the natural immunity to it or whatever, antibodies. So.
Well,
who knows? But
I work in the most Republican county in the United States, which is Tarrant County. And I had all these hardcore conservative Republicans saying to get the COVID vaccine. And I got it when it first came out and I never got sick. But of course, we work in the public. And so, yeah, when Bill Wayborn says, I'm recommending y'all get that. I'm not going to force anybody to, but I really want y'all to get it. I've got it. I'm like, if Bill Wayborn says it, then there you go. That dude's, yeah.
Yeah, Larry had him on his show the other day.
I saw that.
I was watching that.
I haven't got to watch it all yet.
A lot of people bitching about rights with their kids and shit, you know, like custody stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, there ain't a whole lot the sheriff can do about that.
Yeah, I know.
That's judges and stuff.
Well, like if a sheriff's deputy has to go to a house and they have to determine who actually has custody, they can't actually just call, and you know, like if it's on a Saturday night or whatever.
Yeah.
They can't call wouldn't they call your office to see that? The clerk's office to see about that?
Probably the constable's office.
To see if it's on file, who has custody of what or whatever?
I'm not sure. I don't work anything with civil law, so I don't know.
Okay.
That is not my area of expertise. Never has been.
You just deal with all the ingrates and fugitives and...
Fugitives of justice.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I don't know much about civil law, but...
But yeah, Sheriff Bill, man, he's a good guy, man.
He is a really good guy.
He's got my vote, for sure.
He's part of the reason why I haven't retired from the county yet. People like him and the new county judge, Tim O'Hare, who's a KISS fan, by the way. We had a good talk about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who else were we talking about? Oh, Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian is going in the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame, which I was supposed to research and talk about tonight, but I didn't get a chance to. I'm going to find out what this Heavy Metal Hall of Fame is about and contact them.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I need to be in it.
Not in the hall,
but on the committee is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, maybe I need to be on it. Not in it, on it. Made it sound like I should be in the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame. Maybe I should be. I don't know. I need to be on the damn voting thing, though.
But, yeah, he's got a new album coming out, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Sebastian's new album. It's been a long time.
That single's pretty good. Sort of sounds Slave to the Grind.
Yeah, Sebastian's always been about the heavy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about Skid Row. I think they're on like their seventh singer now. And I'm not joking. I've lost track and I lost count. They had the great Johnny Solinger after Sebastian left, and he was from here. And Johnny did a damn good job in Skid Row. And then they just up and fired him, and then he ended up passing away a few years later, not because Skid Row fired him. He just had an illness. But ever since Sebastian and Johnny Solinger left, they've just been on, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everybody's bragging about what a great singer they got now, which is cool and all, but my God, I mean, when you get to about the seventh singer, I think you need to just give it the fuck up or get Sebastian back. I still remember it was like 15, 20 years ago now. Somebody's like, they text me or something and said, Skid Row's playing on Race Street. I'm like, what? There was a motorcycle place called Liners, which is where the post is now. And it was a motorcycle. They sold motorcycles there, but apparently Skid Row showed up and was having a concert in the back of that thing, and it was a private event.
Really?
I'm like, okay. That was when Johnny was still in the band, though. Huh. I didn't go up there because I was like, well, okay. So
it was like a biker bar.
Yeah. They sold motorcycles there, and they had a biker bar in the back. It was a cool little setup.
Where's that at on Race Street?
Where the post is now.
What's the post?
The post is the music venue that's big up there. That's when you see a bunch of people on Race Street. It's usually at the post. They have a lot of bands. It's not stuff we would listen to. It's more pop and folk music and probably a little bit of the newer country. But they draw some good crowds.
Do they sell food and stuff there too?
They do, but it's more just bar food, I think.
Huh.
We got something coming in that new Fuzzies up the street.
Yeah, I seen them. They got the lights going on in there now. Yeah. I don't know what they got going on
it's
in
gonna
there.
Be some kind of a tropical themed restaurant.
Yeah.
I guess they have a restaurant on somewhere over there off of, I guess, not
Camp Bowie
Hemphill.
or something.
No, it's over like Magnolia area. It's a pretty known restaurant, so they're gonna open this up over here and we'll see what happens. Maybe I wish they'd have a hamburger in there.
Yeah, no shit.
Even if
We
it's
need a.
tropical themed, I don't give a fuck.
We've got pineapple on it.
I'll take the pineapple off.
Oh shit. Yeah, we need a good burger place, man. There ain't no good burger places close by.
Well, there have been a couple up by the barber shop, and they always go out of business because they're not any good.
Well, a lot of places have that. What do you call it? Went out of business now. The Cajun joint.
Yeah, the lady retired, actually.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I guess she was ready to retire. She'd been a famous chef in Fort Worth for a long time, and
I never tried their food. They wanted like
it
$20.
lasted a long time, and it was very popular.
Yeah.
I still miss Fuzzies. That was that COVID killed Fuzzies. That sounds gross, don't it? COVID killed Fuzzies.
Yeah, they closed like the week after I moved in. I didn't even get a chance to get a fucking taco or
I remember the last time we went up there. I forgot to get, they used to give me a little bit of fuzzy dust. I said, I forgot my fuzzy dust. And the guy's like, here, take the whole shaker. And I'm like, what? He said, yeah, just keep it. I guess he knew they were going out of business. So he just gave me I still got that fuzzy dust shaker. It's still good too.
Fuzzy dust. What's the hell's the fuzzy dust?
It's like a chili, paprika, a little mix of stuff.
Oh, okay. You just like sprinkle on your taco or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to sprinkle it on my nachos I got from Fuzzies. There is a Fuzzies over where Michaela and the girls and Nyko all live.
Over in Watauga.
Watauga. It's a real good Fuzzies over there. The one on Camp Bowie's bad. The one over here on Roof Snow is a good Fuzzies.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to eat at this one.
Nope,
I
you
was
ran
gonna
them
go
out of
there.
town.
I was gonna go there and have some tacos and a Corona Rita.
Well, the COVID ran them off. They got a lot of their lunch business from downtown Fort Worth, and they did a lot of catering, and COVID did them in. Victim of the COVID.
Happened to a lot of stuff
Yeah, it
happened
did.
because of that. So.
Yeah, we're still suffering, really, this country from all that closed down shit. That was just, I don't know, man. They fucked up on that. That's all I can say. They should have never closed the entire country down.
Shouldn't have never closed nothing down at all. Let it run its course.
Yeah.
It was going to kill the same amount of people, and the same amount of people were going to get sick anyway.
Yep.
It would have went quicker. It would have went quicker than a year of it being everything shut down. They would have just let it would have, it probably would have only been a couple of weeks and everybody would have got through it. You know,
people can blame Trump. They can blame Biden. They can blame whoever, but COVID is what partially fucked this whole country up. Honestly, economy wise, I don't think anybody's recovered financially or anything. Everybody's sort of suffered. Groceries are still expensive, you know. Shit, I buy a bag of gum I've been chewing for 10 years at work. Used to pay like $3 for it. It's $7 now. $7 for a bag of gum. Man, the little containers you get but have like five, or, you know, like not five, like 20 in there. They're like $5.
Kind of gum is it?
Orbit.
Orbit. Yeah, that shit's expensive, man.
Everything is just, it's ridiculous, man. The prices go up and the paychecks don't.
Nope.
And we got all these MFers who still don't want to work.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing too. You know, I've been working since I was 13 years old, dude.
I was 15 for me. I have worked since I was 15, and I have never not worked except for the two surgeries I had that I was out for, you know, several weeks. That's the only time, you know, besides vacations. You know, I'm 52 now, still working.
Well, even
Could
when
be
I wasn't
retired, but I'm still
even
working.
When I wasn't working at a regular job, I was still working, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've only had two jobs in my whole life, you know. I'm probably the only person probably left alive that could probably say that. Worked at the American Legion and worked at Tarrant County. I've worked many a place in Tarrant County, but it was always Tarrant County government. Like I've said before, I started in a parking garage at the convention center.
Killing off my bottle here.
Well, kill it off, man.
I need some more lemonade.
I got some limeade.
I'm going to get some lemonade. Hold on a second. Keep talking.
Well, hello, folks. This is Carl Todd from the Evil Never Dies podcast, and thank you for listening to me gripe tonight because we didn't have a topic. Next week, we're probably going to talk about the movie The Prophecy with Christopher Walken. That is a really cool movie, and it just came out with this really badass 4K Blu-ray, and it's loaded. So next week, I'm going to go ahead and vow we're going to do The Prophecy.
Unless we change our mind.
Nah, I'm ready to do it next week. The problem was I didn't get to the special features, and I knew I wasn't going to have time to. And I really feel like it's a waste of an episode if I don't, you know, go through all the special features that are new and stuff. So we're going to do that next week.
I'm going to need a bottle of vodka.
Well.
So I think
that's about it for tonight. I think we talked long enough.
Well, I had a couple more topics, and I just made a drink.
Well, what the fuck you want to talk about? Maybe we ought to stop this and do a new show for later.
All right, let's stop and we'll restart.
So anyway, tonight, this overview, we covered Judas Priest, Bruce Kulick. What else we talk about?
Bitched about COVID.
So that is Evil Talk number 2.
And how nobody wants to fucking work anymore.
No. And everybody's sick.
Well,
that was Evil Talk 2.
That's what's going on with us.
Send me an email and I might send you $5 if you listen to this and know the code word, which is R2D2.
R2D2.
Yeah.
Email Carl with R2D2 and he'll send you
$5 if you listen to this whole show. I'll start bribing some motherfuckers to watch.
Oh, that's fucking funny as shit, dude.
All right, everybody. Check us out on social media. Subscribe and like our YouTube. Reviews on Apple Music.
Join
the group on Facebook. Find us on X. Alex Jones is back on X.
Yeah,
God
I seen that.
Sake. So find us on X. If his lunatic butt's on there, we should get some more going, I guess.
Yeah, no shit.
And that's what we got for this week. Next week, we'll be back to our normal topics, and midweek, we'll be here. And thanks for listening, and stay evil.
Stay evil, everybody. Bye.